Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Ahoy, mates. Welcome aboard another voyage of Pirate Money Radio, the show that sails against the storms of fiat tyranny, cultural confusion, and counterfeit ideas to chart a course toward liberty, security, and values built upon biblical truth. I'm your captain, Kevin Freeman, coming to you from the heart of Texas. And I've got joined in the studio, Mike Carter, our co-host. And Mike, today we're going to enter spy thriller territory. Every element's grounded in declassified archives, defector testimony, and official U.S. government reporting, foreign influence operations, what the Soviets called active measures, are systematically shaping American media narratives, especially around Israel and fractures within conservatism. And these are ops. And they don't just spread bad ideas, they exploit divisions to weaken U.S. strength, alliances, and policy coherence.
That's a lot of stuff to unpack. Unpacking the economic headlines of today, as I said in the trailer coming in. But, you know, Kevin, as I looked at some of the show notes today, what's amazing to me is this is kind of going back to the future again secret weapon days. A modern-day spy reads like a spy novel. You're going to unpack the spying that's really going on and bring truth out on this.
You know, 20 years ago, producer Russ Lake and I had the chance to go to Moscow. We learned a lot. I got a lot of intelligence. I've had a lot of friends in the national security community. I got a lot of intelligence from them. They asked me to look into some economic things that we picked up on while we were there. And we realized, you know, Russia, led by Vladimir Putin, never really gave up on dominance, communist dominance. Putin's intention was to rebuild the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And he's been doing it.
Yeah.
And one of the ways he's doing it is that he went back to the old playbook. Decades ago, Russia decided to divide the world on pro-Israel and anti-Israel. And they did it, you know, after they were pro-Israel, they decided to flip-flop and make us the bad guys if we supported Israel. And you look, Washington Post has got a U.S. opinions toward Israel are shifting, but then you actually look at the opinions, the unfavorable view of it. Have you seen that data?
I have, and I'm hearing from people that I normally respect their opinions, sometimes getting a little bit off course and saying, where are you getting that information at? So, you know, what I think is really important about this show today, and folks, if you're listening to this, watch it on the podcast. We need to get it out. You did such a great job, Kevin, and according to plan, connecting the dots of what's really happening behind the scenes on so many topics. But this goes deep into what we're hearing today all across different media. Sometimes media that was what would be considered conservative, on-track media, being manipulated by Russia. It's that Russia story, the Russia. A lot of that projection taking place. We saw in Trump's first administration, it's Russia, this and Russia, that. But this really is Russia. And what you've got is the facts and the links and the intelligence perspective to help people really understand what's going on today.
It is no longer right versus left. It is now truth versus fiction. And we know, I mean, you just look at this data. Just what, 4 years ago, 42% of Americans had, U.S. adults, had an unfavorable view of Israel. 42%, that's a large number. It's 60% as of the earlier this year.
Yeah.
That's scary. And then you look at the shift in American Middle East sympathies. Over the last decade, you went from very prominent, we sympathize with Israel, and we don't trust the Palestinians, to we sympathize now more with Palestine than we do with Israel.
Yeah.
And that is created on a fictional narrative.
And a propaganda campaign. I saw, I think it was a week or two ago, Ambassador Huckabee saying Qatar spent I read the article twice. I double checked to see if that's accurate. $400 billion on a propaganda campaign to bring down Israel. $400 billion.
Yeah, wow. Wow, I mean, that is serious money. I don't know that that's true or if it's accurately reported, but man, we know that they've been spending serious money. And
I don't know what time period that was over or anything else, but that sounds unbelievable.
Yeah, so all right, we're going to start with truth and pattern recognition. Look, I've briefed a lot of national security leaders, including the DOD Irregular Warfare Support Program, the Iran-focused analysis, weapons of mass destruction study. I've had engagements with the House Armed Services Committee, the DIA, war colleges, the Naval Postgraduate School. I worked with the Manhattan DA on a wire-stripping case exposing how Iran was literally hiding money and moving money through our system to promote what they're doing. And in that process, I've met with a lot of old-time Cold War heroes and a lot of others, and they say, look, this is not new. This is Russian influence operations. They used to do it with Angela Davis. And this is from Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, from Angela Davis to Candace Owens, the evolution of Russian influence operations. And the designation, the purpose of it is to say, hey, there's a secret truth you guys don't know, and Russia exposes that through American individuals like Angela Davis or Candace Owens. And then, wow, I didn't know that. My government's lying to me. All these things are terrible. And it's designed to divide and conquer.
Yeah. You know, you just mentioned her name. And I think tinfoil hat stuff because of the manipulation of what she's saying in propaganda.
You mean Candace?
Yeah, Candace. But I want to go back to you and that bio that you just talked about in terms of DOD, national security letters, DIA, we're not talking the tinfoil. Well, this is the reality. This is the facts of what's really happening behind the scenes. That's why I think it's so important that this show get out to your friends and help people understand truth out there.
Well, yeah. Now, I worked with General Mike Flynn, and somebody said, oh, he's just a Trump MAGA guy and all that. Well, I worked with General Ron Burgess before him, and Lieutenant General Harry Soyster, and a whole bunch of people that would not be considered MAGA or Trumpites before that. And it was consistent. There is a national security community that cares about the future of the United States. Some of them compromised. But the good ones, they care about the future. Whether they like Trump or don't like Trump, they know these are real things we're talking about.
And when you were with General Flynn, that was even before the Trump and before the MAGA.
Oh, he was working for President Obama at the time.
Yeah. So this is, folks, turn up the radio. Don't get distracted. Listen to some of the stuff that you're going to hear here. And this will be great conversation starters for your friends at the next event you're at.
Well, I do want to open with some things. The Epstein files, they are real. They should not be ignored. The truth must come out regardless of where the chips fall. But those files have been weaponized through innuendo to move an anti-American, anti-Israel agenda. And they're saying, oh, yeah, you know, you don't think that the Russians have compromised, the Chinese have compromised, the North Koreans have compromised people? They're famous for it. And they're trying to make it look like America is the one evil. It's the same line that they'll try and feed you. America was the only slave-holding nation, and America was the cause of slavery. That's a lie. America was better than most nations. We fought a civil war to defeat it. Here's another lie, and that is that America has been active with Epstein and all of this like no others. This is KGB propaganda, and we've got to be aware of it and watch out for it.
Yeah, it's regular psyops. I mean, we've seen before reports where we have CIA divisions that do this for other countries to upset things politically. We shouldn't be naive enough to think our adversaries, in as many cases our enemies, are doing the same thing against us. And unfortunately, it seems like we are so gullible and the media is so quick to pick this up they're being very effective at it. And that's concerning to me.
And from a biblical standpoint, our charge is to test the spirits and be wise as serpents. That's Matthew 10:16. We've got to have discernment.
Yeah.
We've got to demonstrate that we understand that there is a very real enemy, both to the United States and to our souls, that wants to deceive us into dividing. And in that division, it's an opportunity to conquer. A house divided against itself shall not stand is not an Abraham Lincoln original. He took that straight from the words of Jesus. And that is the truth. That is the KGB active measures. By the way, Vladimir Putin was in the KGB, as was Igor Panarin and a bunch of other people that I've studied in detail. They're in the KGB, and they would want nothing more than to reestablish the Russian Empire. And the KGB playbook has been picked up by the Chinese and the North Koreans and the Iranians, and they're using it against us.
And that's deceit. As we say all the time on Economic War Room, we're in an economic war, but it's really a spiritual war disguised as that. And we start to see this type of information, the way it's being put out there and unfortunately picked up and spread, It's more important than ever that we have truth.
And it's about money. And there are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, spend it, or invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company, supports the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. And we're going to be talking about money in the rest of this program and how enemies of the United States are manipulating money and using money to deceive you and to bring falsehoods so that you'll hate America, you'll hate Israel, you'll hate the Bible. That's the intention. They want to take you away from a Christian worldview, a biblical worldview, and turn you into zombies hating everybody and everything. That's not of God. And we're going to explain how we combat this when we come back after this break.
Every day across the globe, big business agendas go unseen by investors. Things that go against your core values and beliefs. It's time to know your investments. Abortion. Alternative lifestyles. Gender and identity confusion. If you believe in protecting marriage and life, children, innocence, guarding masculinity, restoring families, defending religious liberty, invest with your values. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by the great Mike Carter, and we're talking about Soviet ops against the United States that have carried forward into this modern post-Cold War era that we're in, which is we're literally seeing the old historic Soviet playbook being run against you to try and upset you, divide you, to hit young people. If you wonder why there's a big divide among older conservatives and younger conservatives, part of it is active Soviet information countermeasures, and we've got to address those. Mike, the modern ops didn't appear out of nowhere after Israel's stunning 1967 Six-Day War victory. Now, we're going back in time, and I was a kid and you were a kid, but 1967, Israel won the Six-Day War. The Soviets were humiliated by their Arab clients' defeat, so they launched one of the largest propaganda campaigns in history. They reframed Zionism, which is, hey, we've been mistreated around the world. We've been, you know, in the Holocaust and everything else. We're going to come back to the homeland where we can defend ourselves. Well, they relabeled it as racism, imperialism, settler colonialism, and even Nazism.
And, you know, those terms all sound very familiar today for America, even. How do they pull that off globally?
Well, they used, at that time, the Novosti Press Agency, which is KGB, as a front organization, Radio Moscow and dozens of languages, Operation SIG, dedicated KGB disinformation effort to turn the Islamic world against U.S. and against Israel. They distributed Arabic editions of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which were forged, and they pushed tropes that persist on parts of the left. Defectors have told us and confirmed that the Soviets have been using an anti-Zionism approach. We know this. They came out of the Soviet Union. I've got books behind me where you can detail these were the operations of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and yet they're running those playbooks today.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I look at Russia, and just in the media today, I think Russia and Ukraine, that's what they're doing right now. But the reality is that's almost another distraction. I mean, it's significant. But look over here, and then we're going to go in and put all this information out in your own country.
Russia is not benign. Look what they did. Look what was going on. We had Lindsey Graham tragically passed away after a trip to Ukraine, but he was in a very top secret drone facility being showed by Zelensky. Somebody in that group was a traitor, because what happened after that is they discovered the drone facility and then destroyed it after they left. Well, now, come on. Come on. They would have destroyed it before they got there to end the propaganda. They uncovered it because somebody somewhere was a mole.
Wow.
So here's the lie born in Moscow, how the USSR invented today's anti-Israel narratives. Now, what I'm sharing from you is from Honest Reporting. And Honest Reporting, that's November of last year. And it just details it. The Soviet...
Now, come on. You can't get more legitimate than Honest Reporting.
Yeah, right? No, exactly.
With that great name. That source?
Honest.
It's honest?
It's actually honest. I can verify that what the Soviet Union created Operation SIG. That's true. You can look it up. The USSR launched Zionism equals racism. That's true. You can look it up. Israel was initially a Soviet ally, but then they turned from socialism and began to adopt free market ways, and they've had a booming economy as a result. So they manufactured the PLO. They brought in Yasser Arafat, who was born in Cairo, not Jerusalem, not in Palestine. He was recruited and trained by the KGB. They brought in Mahmoud Abbas, also appears in Soviet archives under the code name Krotov. You can go in Moscow, you could go in and look at the Soviet archives and you could see these things. And not only that, but you also have Isabella Taborovsky, who has been quoted. I mean, she was in the London School of Economics and Political Science, which is a mainstream source from the Cold War to university campuses today, the USSR, the Third World, and contemporary anti-Zionist discourse. Find anybody who's been active in these circles, national security and intelligence circles, for more than 20 years, and they'll all admit this is all true. We know it's true.
And one of the things that jumped out at me is that the KGB helped found the Palestine Liberation.
PLO. Yes.
Wow.
KGB founded the PLO, and we know that. And it is obvious if you look and you understand and you see truth. But what the KGB has been doing, they've been lying to people, and they've been pulling out half-truths and circulating them as if they were whole truths. We're going to look even further behind this. We're going to look at Alexander Dugin and others who are lying to you and what it means for your future and your finances.
Gold holds its value far better than the US dollar. Let's see what happens when I go in this sweet shop and pay with gold.
Can I pay with gold?
Find out how much it costs.
Do you know why I'm even using gold?
I do not.
It holds its value over time.
Yeah.
But it's a bit difficult to spend, isn't it? Do you take this?
Yes.
That's MasterCard. Yeah, but this is, I'm actually going to pay with gold, believe it or not, using
really?
This. Using this. That's my MasterCard, and it's linked to my gold wallet. So let's just watch that. Authorizing. Yeah, add a tip.
Thank you.
So this is your store?
Yes, sir.
And how much gold did I pay?
0.2243 grams.
Yeah, success. Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by the great Mike Carter, and we're talking about Soviet measures to try and influence you. These go back Cold War days to where the Russians were trying to destroy America by dividing us against one another. And if you've noticed, we've been divided again, and it's coming from the very same sources and the very same playbook. We just talked about how the PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization, was created by the Soviet Union during the Cold War to divide America and split us up. And right now, Mike, Russia's keeping that same toolkit. They've just updated the targets, and there's this new guy, Alexander Dugin. He's called Putin's brain in some Western coverage. He's promoting a multipolar world. That's the same thing that Barack Obama was promoting. U.S. That's the same thing the World Economic Forum is promoting. Not just a superpower from the United States, but a multipolar world where you own nothing. You know, all of that is coming from the same basic sources.
I know, but I'm hearing the narrative that Russia isn't for that. They're the Christian values country now. They're the ones that are trying to save Western civilization.
Well, yeah, that's the argument that they're using as they're approaching people like Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and so forth. And they're, have you noticed how many conservative celebrities have gone to Russia in the past few years?
Yeah, it's
been concerning. Invited in.
I'm glad when you and Russell went, you didn't get compromised. You got in, you got out. But you look at these other influencers, and I'm surprised people who at one point I thought were critical thinkers have all of a sudden lost that critical thinking. They've been compromised.
So let's talk about some names that you might have considered heroes a few years ago. Tucker Carlson, Glenn Greenwald, Alex Jones, Candace Owens, others. They've all become friendly with this Alexander Dugin guy who attacks wokeism and liberalism. And I, you know, agree with some of the words that he's using, some of the ways he's saying it resonates with conservatives. But they're advancing an anti-Western agenda. They're using America first to be isolationist in a way that benefits Moscow and it benefits Iran and China. Candace Owens appeared at Russia's 2026 St. Petersburg International Economic Forum right at Alexander Dugin's side. This guy would have been considered a dangerous person and we'd have files thick on him in the Cold War.
Yeah, concerning. And, you know, even Tucker Carlson, who was a favorite in the conservative media out there. And
he was one of my favorites.
And now he shifted. And now I hear him talking about, well, I'm going to create a new party in America. Now, where's that coming from?
Well,
wouldn't that be a great Russian play?
It's all divide and conquer. It's also disconcerting that he says, you know, you have more freedom as a Christian in Qatar than you have in the United States. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. And you look at what's behind that, there's Islamic. It is the red, green, blue, and yellow.
Yeah.
That's in my next book, The Four Horsemen of the American Apocalypse, all working together. Communism working with Islam, working with globalism, working with the traitors, cowards, and fools. And unfortunately, I have to say that some of those traitors, cowards, and fools are on the conservative side, or at least claim to be, and they've been selling us down the river for their little pack.
Again, we don't know what that number was that Ambassador Huckabee shared, the exact number. I haven't confirmed that. But you start thinking of how much, let's say it's billions of dollars being put behind that, that can cause that filter to get filtered in the wrong direction.
Well, here's The Economist magazine. Again, this is not a rabid conservative source. This is the American and Russian right are aligning. And so I asked that Google, what do you know about Alexander Dugin? It says Russian ultra-nationalist philosopher Alexander Dugin exerts a distinct ideological influence on Western media figures like Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, by framing Russia's geopolitical struggle as a defensive war to protect traditional Christian civilization against Western moral decay. It's right out there. Google recognizes it. They've been platforming major people, and they've been growing their audiences. They've been exploiting a shared enemy, which is Western liberalism. They've been redefining America first as total isolationism, and they've been validating a shared suspicion of power. And finally, they've been weaponizing conspiracy theories and anti-Semitism. They've been turning Americans against Israel. It's Alexander Dugin. He is like a true mastermind from the Cold War era.
Wow. You know, this is the kind of information that you're not hearing anywhere else, and important for people to understand.
It's dangerous to share it too. Hey, I love my life. I have no plans of going anywhere. I am not at all suicidal. I love America. I love my family, and I love this country. We've got to stand together. Jesus Christ is Lord. We'll be right back.
Some wireless companies say that they stand for something. What exactly do they stand for, and why won't they say it out loud? Let me tell you what Patriot Mobile stands for. They stand for the lives of the unborn. They stand for the Second Amendment and the right to protect yourself and your family. They stand for our veterans and first responders who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today and support a company that doesn't just say they stand for something, but one that stands for the things that matter the most.
Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Yeah, I'm joined by the great Mike Carter, and we're talking about Alexander Dugan, and we've named some names here. All right, this is a bold broadcast. I worked with the national security community, with the intelligence community. I know what these people are capable of, and they do not want the truth that we're sharing here today to get out.
Yeah. You know, and it's so easy in a social media type world to look for clickbait headlines, Kevin. How do I get something that's going to get us more views or more of this and that out there? And it's almost like Russia's like, oh, here's some clickbait. Here's some more stuff. And so it's easy all of a sudden to have that yellow tinted sunglasses of traders. I'm like, oh, well, this kind of makes sense. Well, I could put this up, and I bet you I get a lot of views on this.
And you'll make money doing it, right. And we're doing the hard thing here by talking about the truth. And I was only half kidding when I said I'm not suicidal because, you know, people who have gone against this narrative have not lasted very long in general.
Well, it's unfortunate, and you have to think sudden heart attacks and things like that you see out there nowadays.
I know. With Lindsey Graham, we don't know what happened there. It could have been very innocent. But also, if you go through the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C., they will have a gun right there that was a Soviet gun that would shoot a little dart, and you'd look like you had a heart attack, and they could inject you with it.
Yeah.
Those things are real, and that was like 50-year-ago technology. You can imagine the technology.
Andrew Breitbart had a sudden heart attack.
Again,
we're not dealing with conspiracy in any way, but those are possibilities is it really, was it naturally occurred or did something
else
happen?
Here's the fact. The technology exists to do it. There's a motive reason to do it. Mm-hmm. And if you happen to go to the Ukraine, you created motive, means, and opportunity. Lindsey Graham, he was in his early 70s. He lives a high-stress lifestyle. There's a lot of reasons that he might have had a heart attack. But the point is that there is a narrative, and they don't want anything to break that narrative. And that narrative is that America's bad, America's evil, that conservatives, we need to take back this for Western values. And by the way, our buddy here is Vladimir Putin, who's standing with us. Most of that is false.
Yeah. So talk more, Kevin, about how are we being manipulated just day to day? What's really happening out there?
All right. So manipulation mechanics are grievance amplification. Okay. You're upset.
So I am upset. I got it.
Narrative dominance.
Amplification is you make a bigger deal out of what you're upset about, right? Narrative dominance, you get the right influencers.
Policy pressure, you put people in Congress. And there are traitors. I will say this flat out. There are traitors in Congress right now who care more about their home country where they came from than they do about the United States of America, that have an agenda that's contrary to the founding fathers' agenda for America. They don't want to see another 250 years. We've seen a big push on Israel specific because that's a dividing line. And you saw it on the college campuses a few years ago where, hey, look, after Hamas comes in and kills a bunch of Israeli citizens on Israeli soil, the sympathy of the world should have gone to Israel, but there was this massive marketing campaign to move it, hired protesters on college campuses to create these anti-Semitic tropes, and they say, oh, we're not anti-Semitic.
A lot of that was PLO, right? Which Russia kind of hoped for, in terms of the protesters and all that.
It is all connected.
They weren't just killed. They were brutally killed, raped, massacred. This was not a fair rights, human rights type of war.
No, it's not. These are foreign malign influences. And I've got, here's a paper from the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, under Biden. This is April 2024, an introduction to foreign malign influence. It says, when foreign actors exploit public discussions protected by free speech, educational institutions protected by academic freedom, and open economies protected by the free market to influence how Americans think, act, and make decisions via subversive, undeclared, coercive, or criminal means, we call this foreign malign influence, or FMI. And that's definitely real, and it's definitely happening today.
So our freedom is being used against us. Freedom of speech is being manipulated. With narratives out there, going back to that formula again.
Academic,
what was it again?
Freedom.
Grievance, amplification.
Narrative dominance,
okay.
Policy pressure.
Wow.
And then they're focusing on making us anti-Israel. And that is foreign malign influence. And this is acknowledged. And we also have it from CISA, which is a cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency preparing for and mitigating foreign influence operations targeting critical infrastructure. They're literally targeting our ability to communicate. They're targeting our academic institutions. They're targeting our freedoms, literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's designed to destroy the United States. It's all in the book, according to plan. It's all in the book, Four Horsemen of the American Apocalypse and Our Six Trials by Fire.
And we've talked critical infrastructure before, EMPs, just what happens if the grid goes down, what happens if our water systems go down and so forth.
That's all hard infrastructure, though.
Yeah. But that, you know, it's a reality of what's behind the scenes of things that they're working on the hard side, overlaid with the PSYOPs, and then, you know, it doesn't look optimistic for America if we don't wake up and understand what's going on.
Here's the good news. The only reason they're doing this is because we're in the position of strength, mm-hmm. right? If we were in a position of weakness, they'd roll tanks and drop bombs. We were in a position of strength, and of course they're attempting to do this.
Yeah.
This is what color revolutions are about. You've got to, and they've tried to undermine us before. Angela Davis, we talked about Angela mm-hmm. Davis, the Black Panthers and all that. I met number two of the Black Panthers, Eldridge Cleaver. I met him in the late 1970s where he admitted, hey, we tried this, and by the way, I was wrong. America is a much better place than I imagined. I compared it to the Soviet Union, to Cuba and other places that he lived. And he said, America is really a good nation. And America needs to continue. I mean, it was a fascinating lunch with a former Black Panther, Angela Davis. And all of this movement is designed because we're in a position of strength. They're trying to tear us apart from within.
But at the same time, Russia laid out a plan on how they're going to take us down without firing a shot. And that's been a, 40, 50-year plan. And it seems like it's working right now.
Well, yeah. And the Chinese had theirs, which was unrestricted warfare. Mm-hmm. The ultimate goal is street riots and political crisis. So, they attack the infrastructure. It's all laid out. And again, it's laid out in my books where the intention is you cause people to worry about their money. You cause the stock market to crash. You cause the ATM networks to fail. You'd cause the power grid to fail and all of that. But their ultimate aim is to destroy us from within, so that we collapse as a society. And China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, this is their dream game plan. Good news is that we don't have to fall for it.
Yeah. What is the know your enemy philosophy? This is today. You're sharing information.
Sun Tzu, yes.
It's going to help us understand knowing our enemy, understanding what's really happening. And this is where I think it's really important for our audience, is that you listen to this, go look at the notes, watch the show, Ben. Help get this information out to your friends and family. It's important.
It is important. And they're going to attack. They're going to say, look, you can't afford things anymore. And one of the reasons they'll do that is we've dealt with inflation. And it's not caused because we're not Western enough. It's not caused because, all the things that they're, because we support Israel. The inflation is literally caused by creating too much money. Too much money chasing too few goods is the classic definition of it. And you're feeling it in your pocketbook. Well, support for this program comes from Glint. It's a financial technology service offering a debit card and mobile app that enables users to access gold holdings for everyday purchases. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. At the time of a transaction, gold is sold in real time to cover the purchase amounts in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Glint clients can monitor their gold balance, view transaction history, and manage their account through the Glint app, available on major mobile platforms. More details about how vaulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. Again, that's glintpay.com/gold247. Glint, providing access to gold for modern spending. And Mike, this is the way we combat inflation.
Yeah.
We don't throw out American history and say, all right, let's tear down the rich, which is one of the tropes that's Mamdani pushing, is, we're not taxing the billionaires enough. No, let's give people honest money.
Yeah. Yeah. When I see all the geopolitical threats that we're talking about today, though, I see the instability of this money printing. It gives me some comfort to know that there is a steady store of value. My comfort is in God and the Lord and so forth, but there is a steady store of value out there, and there are solutions where, okay, this is something where I need to make sure I've got my rainy day fund just in case this goes further than we want it to. And it gives people true optionality, gives them liquidity, gives them a way to store value, a hedge against inflation. It gives them economic freedom. It gives them privacy.
And we've passed laws. We've gone to six states where they passed into law the ability for their citizens to use gold and silver as money, as currency, as legal tender. And that's a big deal. We talk about it all the time on the program. We're not covering that primarily today, but it is something you can go back and listen on our podcast if you're interested and find out more about. We believe in sound money. We believe in the future of America. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we believe in his second coming, and he's coming anytime. But we're going to stand true to the faith and true to America in the interim. This is an opportunity for you to see what you're going to do with your money and your heart to protect and preserve future liberty.
I'm outside Babe's, which I'm told is the quintessential chicken restaurant here in Roanoke, Texas. Let's go and see if we can buy the food in here, chicken with gold.
Fried chicken.
This is unbelievable. How am I gonna fit all this in? I seriously actually don't know where how to begin with this. This is so overwhelming. Do you think I can pay with gold?
I don't know. You may have to ask the cashier. I don't handle it.
Can I pay with gold? But actually you said I could pay with this? Okay, I'm gonna pay with this, but I'm gonna pay with gold. So look at the price of gold going up. That's pretty cool, yeah? Right, this is Babe's, yeah? How much gold did I pay? Gold, how many grams?
0.26.
Quarter of a gram of gold. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Success! Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Some wireless companies say that they stand for something. What exactly do they stand for, and why won't they say it out loud? Let me tell you what Patriot Mobile stands for. They stand for the lives of the unborn. They stand for the Second Amendment and the right to protect yourself and your family. They stand for our veterans and first responders who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today and support a company that doesn't just say they stand for something, but one that stands for the things that matter the most.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by the great Mike Carter, and we're talking about psyops that are being waged against you. An opportunity to, well, maybe I don't trust this, and maybe I don't trust that. And when you see what were conservative media stalwarts, and all of a sudden they flip on, and it's like, why did they get that? Well, maybe I'm missing something. Well, maybe there's some dirty truth here that I don't know about America and Israel, and there is, by the way. There is dirty truth you don't know. And yet, despite that, I mean, if you went back and you looked at your grandfather's life and you think, I love my grandpa, and you realize, well, he made some mistakes and did some wrong things, and he did, I guarantee it, then you say, well, I don't believe anything anymore. No, that's garbage. America is still a good nation created, I believe, by God for his purposes. And I believe the Constitution is a great document, the Declaration. We just celebrated 250 years. I believe America is the best hope for mankind of government. Of course, Jesus is the only hope, the only real hope for mankind. But I think America's got a good government. And they're lying to you and trying to get you to hate America so that they can manipulate you in a whole lot of ways. So, Mike, what do we do about what practical steps can listeners take if they know they're being lied to?
Well, this is unbiased. But, you know, we set up the economic war room because we were concerned about all the misinformation going out there. And we thought, wouldn't it be great if people could have a source they could go to, like Pirate Money, like Economic War Room, and understand kind of what's going on behind the scenes and see multiple sources and our economic battle plans where you're able to see, you know, not just what Kevin's saying, but backed up with links and everything else, be able to get a real perspective and make their own decisions. All right, what is truth? What's really going on out there? And just at the same time, pray for wisdom. Make sure we're understanding what's going on out there, but pray for wisdom. Help me to take the path, Lord, that you want us to take. But and then make sure that we're staying active out there and telling our friends and they're getting the truth.
So if you want to learn more about the Economic War Room, go to economicwarroom.com. You can sign up and get our free economic battle plans. And like you said, Mike, every one of them says, this is what we're saying, but don't take our word for it. investigate, and we give you research links so you can dive deep into it. And there, we need discernment tools. We need to be able to cross-check against official reports. And we know sometimes the official reports are even lies to us. We've been lied to. And so there's no question we've been lied to in various ways.
And these are things that threaten our prosperity. They threaten our liberty. It's important that it's not business as usual to sit back and say, oh, well, somebody else will take care of that. Be educated. Stay up to date what's going on. Find the truth. And make sure that you're not just relying on somebody in Washington, D.C. to fix these problems. Make sure you're part of the solution.
You know what shocks me is people will say, hey, I've been lied to, for example, maybe about the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine. I've been lied to, and therefore, but you'll take the next source of information immediately after that and say, yeah, I was lied to about the COVID vaccine. And you know what? They've injected me with space aliens and we're all turning into aliens as a result. No, I mean, use discernment. Take the word, take everything through a word of God, biblical framework filter, but also dig second level and third level. And that's what we try to do on this program, especially on the Economic World.
And we try and make it easy. It's so easy because you're busy in all your day-to-day activities and day-to-day lives. But Kevin, you sent a video the other day. It was a recap of the media during the whole COVID vaccine. And it was about 5 minutes, but it went from, okay, you got to take the shot. It's important because of this.
And it works. You'll never get sick again, and you won't make other people sick.
Every media personality saying the same things, and then the truth comes out afterwards and how they're trying to cover. And it's only been, 4 or 5 years, but you forget about it. And you look at that and you're like, wow, what is the narrative that's really going on today?
Yeah, no, and we're facing that. Here's the good news. The truth will win out. And if you pray for discernment, the Lord will give you discernment and the truth will win out. Don't just take our word for it. Do your own research. But we're going to try and do our best to bring you objective truth here on this program. Sometimes it's going to be lighthearted and fun and whimsical, and sometimes it's going to be really hard truth. This is a hard truth. You're being lied to. You're being manipulated. The goal is to destroy America. They're using Israel and anti-Israel. Israel's not a perfect nation. There's no perfect government. Even the best Israeli government under King David was messed up. Even the best, under King Solomon was messed up. But here's the truth. God has a plan and he has a purpose, and there's God's way and there's the world's way. We need to be doing things God's way. The Constitution gives us an opportunity to do that if we will keep it, and in the words of Ben Franklin. So get discernment. America has overcome subversion before. Awareness plus resilience, plus your ability to dig deeper with the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, that's what is going to secure our future for your generation and the next. I'll be right back after this break.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and I'm joined by Mike Carter. We've got a Bible verse here. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32. That gives me comfort, because God promises us the truth, and we have the Holy Spirit that we can turn to. He's the comforter, and that brings me comfort to know that he's going to take the truth of Jesus and bring it down to us here on earth.
Yeah, and as you understand that truth, that is what gives you peace. I mean, I can see all the chaos around the world, but I also, thanks to the work that's being done by Kevin, specifically your leadership out there, it helps me to understand, okay, this is what's going on. I understand what's being played, and I can look at that and say, this is how I'm going to be prepared for what's happening out there. And these are the solutions that we can work towards. That's encouraging.
This is your greatest opportunity to evangelize, because people are confused and you have access to the truth. And the reality is governments fail. They all do. No government is perfect. No human government has ever been perfect. But you can take the opportunity to say, but God's justice, God's government, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, straight from the Lord's Prayer. And we can call on people to say, hey, let's turn to truth. And if together we seek truth, we're going to find the United States is the best system. Our Constitution is the best system for expanding the gospel and promoting the gospel around the world. And we're going to win because we see it's a spiritual war. It's not a physical war. It's not an economic war. It's a spiritual war.
Yeah, you know, I watched the movie Young Washington this last week, and seeing young Washington and how God protected him and the battles that he went through and how this country was formed gave me a whole new perspective and context to say, okay, God's ultimately in control.
That was some great acting in that film. They had some great actors and actresses in that movie. Even Washington's mother, my daughter and her husband said, hey, I've never seen this movie Red, Retired, Extremely Dangerous with Bruce Willis in it. Well, his girlfriend in that movie was Washington's mother in Young Washington. I was like, wow, I've seen her before recently.
There you are, connecting the dots again. I didn't put that together, Kevin.
All right. So if you want to go deeper, you're going to have to go deeper with the Bible on one hand and then the truth on the other side of what's happening around you. To go deeper, review the DNI Foreign Malign Influence Primer, the CISA Guidance on Foreign Influence, the JCFA Analysis on Russian Ops Evolution, the Carnegie Endowment work on what makes influence foreign. We know this. This is absolutely factual that foreign nations have been attempting to manipulate us.
Okay, a lot of acronyms there. The DNI.
That is Director of National Intelligence, Foreign Malign Influence Primer. A Google search will find it. Okay. CISA, the Guidance on Foreign Influence. The JCFA, just put these words in a browser and you'll find them. And then pray and ask for discernment. Question the narratives that are being fed to you. And if you want to learn more, visit piratemoneyradio.com. We'll have heavy subjects like this, yeah, but we'll also have some fun topics and fun.
And a lot of this leads back, and the things we're talking about today is that old saying, follow the money, right? And where the money flows, it's interesting how the narratives will follow that.
Yeah, when you said that, I mean, I'm going to have to look that up, how much Qatar is spent on narrative development that's anti-Israel. I know it's a lot. I don't know if it's $400 billion, but I know an enormous amount of money is being spent. Why? Because if you want to promote Islam, you have to make Israel look bad. If you want to promote communism, now you have to make Israel look bad. If you want to promote globalism, now you have to make Israel look bad.
If you want to promote communism, you've got to make America look bad. It sounds like they're doing a good job with that.
They're doing both. They're making America look bad because America sided with Israel and how evil it's been. All of this is designed to make you question what it means to be an American, to doubt that you're in the right place in the right country. All this anti, you know, I supported Israel before and it turns out they're evil. You know what? Every nation on earth has done evil things, including America, including Israel. And you can't just judge permanently based on that. You have to judge by a biblical worldview. You've got to look at what the Bible says. You've got to trust God. You've got to pray and you've got to seek. But I can tell you this, liberty, security, and values come best in a constitutional republic like the United States of America, where the rule of law still exists, where we have opportunities to salute the flag, but also to stand up and speak our minds without being silenced. Those things don't happen in these totalitarian regimes. And those totalitarian regimes want to silence you by making you question all the things that you believe. This is foreign malign influence. All right. For those, if you're on Real Life Network, I want to say thank you. We'll see you next time. Stay faithful, stay free, and stay discerning. But if you're following us on American Family Radio, stay tuned. We've got one more bonus segment where we're going to dive deep into what it means to be an American and fight for liberty. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. You know, it's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. Patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book, Pirate Money, discovering the founder's hidden plan for economic justice, and defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yep, and we're wrapping up with the great Mike Carter. Mike, do you see the generational divide?
I see it in a big way. In fact, my daughter was with some friends the other day, and she's like, I'm kind of concerned about the next re-election here because the perceptions on America and potentially on Trump are they're getting a completely different narrative than maybe what reality is. And I understand people have different political opinions out there, but there is a these influencers, especially with younger generation, are making an impact. And it's so important that the information we talk about today is understood.
Yeah, look, we've been watching this trial on the murder of Charlie Kirk. And here's the fact. There is a conspiracy, is a demonic conspiracy. I don't know if this guy, I don't know all the details. We may never know all the details, but it looks pretty bad for him. And you say, well, he acted alone or he had a small group. No. There is a demonic conspiracy to take out Charlie Kirk. Whether these people who are acting realize that the demons were operating in them or not, why would you have to take out Charlie Kirk? Because he was speaking truth. And we had Charlie in our studio a year before he was shot. And I'm telling you, that man understood all that was going on. He had dinner with us that night. I saw him five or six times the last year of his life. He had grasped things, and he was taking the new young people more effectively than any person I've ever seen in my life. And they had to take him out because they knew that their narrative operations wouldn't work if Charlie were there.
Yeah, and the encouraging part is there's young Turning Point organizations being formed across the country still. There's a lot of youth that understand and have connected these dots and saying, hey, I want to make a difference. So that gives me hope. That gives me hope that people are catching on and truth is getting out.
That's the dividing line, by the way. That is young people. Do you love America or hate America? Young people, and they can say, I love America, but I hate Israel. And then you say, well, why do you hate Israel? And you dig down into it. They've been fed a false narrative. And that's what we've covered on this entire episode, is the false narrative designed to divide Americans. We need to bring people back together, which is multi-generational, and take them back to the truth. We have an opportunity. It's the 250th birthday of the United States of America. It's an opportunity for us to bring people together and share truth. But it's going to take you sharing programs like this one to get that truth out. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be awesome to have a United States of America, not these red states, blue states, but a United States of America? People get a revelation of truth and what's really happening. They understand the manipulation and the psyops that are happening out there. And we come back around those principles of freedom. I mean, who's against freedom? I mean, it's just hard to understand.
Well, the only way to accomplish that will be with the gospel of the truth of Jesus Christ. As you witness and share the gospel with people, got to make sure that they are open-minded to the truth, to pray for discernment, for biblical wisdom. You know, not just a Christian worldview. It takes a biblical worldview. That's what we're grounded in, and the Holy Spirit will bring all of that truth to your mind. All right, if you've got questions, prayer needs, or comments, email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. We need to pray for wisdom and discernment in our media consumption, for truth to prevail, for strong and righteous alliances, for protection against deception, and for revival that strengthens America's character and resolve. We need to pray for Israel and for our leaders. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and so forth. Share this with your friends. And if you're interested, check out piratemoneyradio.com. This is Kevin Freeman, Mike Carter for Pirate Money Radio.